A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adunoju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. This beautiful Monday morning, for our meditation and discussion, we consider the Word of God from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse number 4, and the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, from verse 1 through to verse number 8. Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 4 says, "And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." Nehemiah had a situation. He fasted and he prayed. What was the outcome of the prayer and the fasting of Nehemiah? We see that in Nehemiah chapter number 2, from verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth in waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make a request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchre, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, The queen also sitting beside him, For how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, If it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors before the river, that they may convey me over till I come to Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me." The king granted the request of Nehemiah according to the good hand of the Lord upon him. But don't forget, Nehemiah didn't just make this request. Nehemiah made the request after he had prayed, after he had fasted. You must understand that favor can only be unleashed or released upon a man if he had waited on God in the place of prayers and of fasting. Nehemiah here, the Bible says, when he heard about the condition and the situation of Jerusalem, Nehemiah broke down in tears. Nehemiah wept, and then Nehemiah fasted. Nehemiah prayed. He fasted and he prayed. And the consequence of his fasting and of his prayer, the result was that when he was doing his chores before the king, he was sad. And don't forget, he was a king's cup bearer. He must give the wine to the king. And to do that, you must never be sad. If sadness is noticed, that may be the end of that man's life. Nehemiah, and that was the reason he was afraid. When the king noticed his sadness, and the king said, "This is nothing but the sorrow of heart." So the king noticed, and Nehemiah was afraid, but because he had prayed, because he had fasted, he found favor before the king, and he told the king what his problem was. And look at the blank check that the king gave to Nehemiah. The king said, "What is your request? Make your request. What do you want?" And so Nehemiah said, "Again, I prayed to the God of heaven, and then I presented my request before the king." Nehemiah went on not only to make request to be allowed to go to Jerusalem, right? He also made request for support from the king's treasury. And And the Bible says he was granted his request according to the good hand of the Lord that was upon him. The good hand of the Lord upon Nehemiah was a product of fasting and of prayers. Dear listener, do you want to see the good hand of God upon your life? Be a man of prayer and of fasting. Wait upon the Lord in the place of prayer and fasting, and then you will see the good hand of the Lord upon your life. You will enjoy the favor of men because you have enjoyed, or you are enjoying, the favor of God. When God favors you, men have no option but to follow suit. It is my prayer that wherever you turn to, men will go out of their ways to favor you in the precious name of Jesus. But do not forget, this is a major benefit or blessings of fasting and of prayers. It releases favor upon your life and upon your destiny. Nehemiah obtained the favor of the king, and he was released to go to Jerusalem and build the house of God. To build the walls of Jerusalem that were broken down. And not only was he given leave to go and build, he was also given resources. Materials were given unto him to enhance the building project. And he said, "This happened because of the good hand of the Lord that was upon me." You would also notice that it was not the king that gave Nehemiah the time he would spend. It was Nehemiah that set the time for the king. In verse number 6, the last part of it, the Bible says, "So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time." What a favor that Nehemiah told the king, "I want to go to Jerusalem to build the walls of Jerusalem that are broken down." The king said, "You can go." Nehemiah said, "I want you to give me money to carry out the project." The king said, "You have the money." Nehemiah said, "I am going now. I will go this time. I will come back to so time." The king said, "Okay, Nehemiah, it is as you have spoken." Nehemiah was the one that dictated, fasting put him in command. The king sat on the throne, but Nehemiah dictated the terms. He didn't just do this because he was Nehemiah. He did because he had obtained the favor of God in the place of fasting and of prayers. And my counsel to you, dear listener, is that you should always wait before God before you appear before men. Please take time before God, spend time before God in prayer and in fasting before you present your request to any man, be it king or governor or president. Learn to present your request to God before presenting your request unto man. A brother presented his project, the project he did excellently, to his lecturer his final year, and the lecturer looked at the project and said, "What rubbish is this?" He threw the project away and said, "This is rubbish. I won't take this. Go and work on it again." Meanwhile, it was a few days to submission, to deadline, and this brother wept. But then he prayed and he waited on God in fasting for 3 days. After 3 days of fasting and prayers, he took the project back to the same supervisor, the same lecturer, who looked at the same project and said, "Oh, so you mean you can do something as excellent as this, and you brought me a useless project last week?" That is what prayers could do. It was the same project, the same lecturer, and the same brother, but he got a different result because now he had spent time to wait on the Lord in prayer and in fasting. Fasting and prayer change situations. If you want situations and circumstances of your life to change, then wait on the Lord in prayers and in fasting. Fasting releases the favor of God upon a man that also attracts the favor of other men, whoever they are, be they governors or authorities, upon the life of that man. Again, I pray for you that your destiny, your life, will not be lacking in the favor of God and of men, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and cry out for favor. Psalm 5 verse 12, the Bible says, the Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor will it encompass him as with a shield. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray that psalm. Say, Father, bless me and surround my life with favor. Let my destiny be surrounded with your favor. Shall we pray in Jesus' name? Our Father, I ask that you will bless me and cause my life and destiny to be surrounded by your favor in the name of Jesus. Bless me, bless the works of my hand, surround my life, surround my destiny with your favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let my life and destiny attract favor, the favor of men, wherever I turn to. Let my life attract favor wherever I turn to, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, every direction, every place that I turn to, let my life, let my destiny, let my project attract the favor of men, in the name of Jesus. Let my destiny be favored. Let my project be favored. Let my proposals be favored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I like you to pray, when a man's life is favored, his life attracts good things and gifts. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, this week, let my life attract good things. Let good things be given to me, and let all my requests this week be granted in the name of Jesus. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this week my life will attract good things. My life will attract blessings. My life will attract gifts. My life will attract favor in the name of Jesus. All my requests this week shall be granted, because the good hand of you, the living God, will be upon me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I ask that the good hands of the Lord will be upon you this week and always, and that your life will attract the favor of God and the favor of men. I pray that wherever direction, whatever direction you face, God will cause you to be favored. Every door you knock this week shall open for you. Men shall go out of their ways to favor you. Your life, your destiny will not be lacking in favor. I pray your project will attract the favor of the Lord. Your business will attract the favor of the Lord. Your destiny, your children will attract the favor of the Lord. Your life will attract good things and great things. Gift will not be lacking in your life this week in the name of Jesus. This is your week of testimonies in Jesus' precious name. Amen. There are three ways by which you can support this program. Number one is by praying for me and praying for this program. Number two is by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. And number three is giving. Giving your financial donations towards this program can be sent to the Senate Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. The Lord bless you as you do. For your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulugu, wishing you a favor-filled week, and the Lord bless you.